Occupying Till He Comes at Southwest Prophecy Ministries. This is David Schnitker with today's Southwest Prophecy Ministries program. Thanks for joining us. It is a real privilege today to have Doc Marquis back with us to discuss his brand new DVD entitled, How Close Are We? Let me just say that Doc puts out these amazing DVDs in a very rapid fashion. I think in this last year, he's produced three amazing DVDs. I don't know where he finds the time, but nevertheless, this is one of his most recent DVDs, and I think it's perhaps one of the most impactful in terms of Bible prophecies. Now, actually, there are two DVDs under one cover, and they are nearly 3 hours in length. It seems like every time Doc produces something on a subject, he puts in two DVDs, and they're just packed with information. Now, these DVDs examine pre-signs of the rapture, as given primarily in the Olivet Discourse, and it seeks to enlighten us to the all-important question, how close are we to the next rapture? And of course, that is the rapture of the church that is spoken of so much in the New Testament. There's so much in these DVDs that we're only going to be able to deal with the tip of the iceberg in these two interviews, hopefully just to entice you to get the whole film so that you can get all the details. And at the end of this program, I will tell you how you can get this fantastic film. Doc, welcome back to the broadcast today.
Thank you, David. How's your week been so far?
So far, so good. And I trust yours has been as well.
We're busy as always, but God be praised. It's a good busy.
Amen. Amen. Well, last week we were discussing signs in the earth, specifically earthquakes and volcanoes and how they have been increasing in number and intensity in recent years, again, in fulfillment of Scripture. Today, we're going to transition to talk about signs in the heavens. And I'm reminded of what Jesus said in the book of Acts. Actually, Peter, in his discourse on the day of Pentecost, is referring to Bible prophecy in Acts 2:19 and 20, where he says, "And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come." And of course, we know that's the tribulation. Peter's, these verses are found in Acts 2, 19, and 20. So Peter believed that Bible prophecy was an important message in his evangelistic ministry. And we should have that same perspective as well. So today we're going to be talking about signs in the heavens. And we'll begin, Doc, by asking you some questions about cosmic signs such as meteors and asteroids. Are we seeing an increase in these, especially those who are coming, how should we say, dangerously close to the Earth?
There has been, in the last 5-6 years, an increase of meteors, asteroids, and comets, as you stated, coming dangerously close to the Earth. Now, the question is, by astrological measurements, how close is close, you know, because the universe itself is pretty big, you know, as far as we know, at this point, it's approximately 96.2 billion light years from one end to the other.
That's a huge expanse.
I can't even wrap my mind around that type of a figure because, you know, it's 96.2 billion light years, but in order to see what that number is, you'd have to calculate 186,000 miles per second times 60 seconds. So you get a minute, times 60 again, so you'd get a full hour, times 24, so you'd get a day, and then times 365 to get a year. And you take the total number of that 1 year and now multiply it by 96.2 billion.
It's incomprehensible, Doc, the size that we're talking about.
Yeah, as I said, I can't even begin to wrap my mind around such a vast number. But then again, it declares the glory of God. I believe it was David who said in the Psalms, "When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the sun and the moon which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" You know, in all of that vast creation of God, what is there about us that he even gives us 1 second of thought?
That is a good question. It really is. I mean, how great is his love that, you know, we're just smaller than a speck of dust in comparison with the size of the universe, and yet he cares about each one of us.
Right. And so when I consider that number and compare it to how close is
asteroid?
How about astronomical terms? Close is, you know, when an asteroid, comet, or meteor passes in between the moon and the Earth. Now, that would be approximately, I think it's 236,000 miles from planet Earth to the moon.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Many of them have actually passed within tens of thousands of miles. If they were even shifted by a half a degree, we are looking at a global event now. And the number is increasing. And the danger here is that a lot of these asteroids and other such heavenly objects, we are only discovering after they pass us. So in other words, we are not prepared for what could be, you know, a global event in which an asteroid or a comet or such will hit the Earth. And this is verified in the scriptures. This is going to happen. Whether people want to own up to it or not, according to the book of Revelation, we know that two such heavenly objects are going to hit the Earth. One's going to hit the sea, and one is going to hit the fresh oceans. You know, the fresh waters, I should say. Excuse me. And when you take any type of sizable object like that, and if it hits, and once it hits the ocean, more than likely, according to the estimates, it would create a tsunami that could be as tall as 1,000 feet.
Wow. Think about the loss of life. I think in just the United States, that half of our population lives within 100 miles of our ocean coast.
Actually, if I remember, it's 3/4 of our population.
3/4. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge loss of life.
And that's not counting the effect it could have on Europe and other continents throughout the world. This is going to be, as I said, an earth-shaking event. And it's not just going to be one, it's going to be two, according to the scriptures.
Now, in your film, you talk about some near misses that we've had within the past 5 years or so. And I think you talked about a comet that may be anticipated to return and perhaps score a direct hit on the Earth within the next perhaps 20 years or so.
Right. According to some measurement, there's an asteroid out there known as Apophis. And Apophis has the chance of actually striking the Earth if, on its next return, it hits a particular part of our outer atmosphere. If it hits in that one particular area, it will have its trajectory changed enough so that when it comes back around again, it will impact the Earth. However, according to what they say now, the odds, shall we say, are astronomical.
Okay. But things can change.
But it is interesting how even now science is catching up with what the Bible has already predicted, that these events will definitely happen. And Apophis does appear that there's now, as I said, a slight or lesser possibility that it could strike us.
And of course, we have evidence of massive meteors that have hit the Earth in the past, and of course, right. other members of our solar system, such as Jupiter, have been impacted by huge meteor hits that they've received within the last few years.
Well, yes. You see, originally, the big one that caught everyone's attention was this Shoemaker-Levy comet that broke up because of the tremendous gravitational field of Jupiter. And what's even more interesting is that only in the last couple of years now, this has happened twice again. Jupiter has been impacted by these meteors and asteroids. Now, if it wasn't for Jupiter being in the position it is, and as huge as it is, so it could have that titanic gravitational field, and more than likely, we would have already been struck by a number of meteors or asteroids by now.
Right. I guess because the gravitational pull of Jupiter's being so much larger than ours, perhaps has drawn in these massive meteorites
right.
more so
and
than...
You're absolutely right, David. It seems these things are being coming at us from the asteroid belt up there.
Okay. Well, let's move on to other cosmic signs. You know, that we learn in both the 1 Thessalonians and 1 Corinthians that Jesus will come in the clouds to receive us to himself. Let's talk about cloud appearances, specifically whether your investigation has revealed unusual cloud formations in our day.
There does seem to be something strange going on nowadays that no one honestly seems to have an answer for. There is an event, meteorologically speaking, in which clouds appear to roll back like a scroll. It's known as rollback clouds. And in the DVD, I provide a number of examples of where you will see these clouds. I mean, they're stretching for hundreds and hundreds of miles now. And they form a gigantic cylinder, just like you would see on two ends of a papyrus scroll. And it does appear as if they're being scrolled back. Now, it's interesting that we associate that with the rapture because, you see, there's nothing in the scriptures that tell us the clouds are going to be rolled back like a scroll on the return of Christ. What we do know, definitely according to the scriptures, is that Christ is going to appear in the clouds, but it does not state we are going to see them scroll back. That is a tradition found in the Christian church, basically because of one scripture passage you can find in the Old Testament, and a lot of times mainly because of traditional Christian songs. But what the scriptures definitely point out is that we will meet Christ in the heavens, in the clouds, at the next and final rapture.
Now, there's another element of the rapture that is also, I think, important to talk about, and that is it talks about a trumpet sound. 1 Thessalonians, for example, talks about the trump of God.
This is of incredible significance. People, and this is what I call the new flavor of the month, or the new mid-tribulation perspective. They say that, well, the last trumpet is the sixth trumpet found in the book of Revelation. That's hogwash. If they understood the true nature of what trumpets were originally created for, no one would go down that road. However, we find out, as you just stated, the trump is going to be sound. Now, in these passages, we find out this is not an ordinary trumpet. This is the actual trumpet of God himself now. It's identified as the trump of God.
Yes, it is.
Now, people think that when this trumpet is blown, well, the rapture happens. No. No, that's not what is going on here. what happens when that trumpet of God is blown, it ends the seven church age that makes up the whole of Christian history. In other words, the seven church age, Laodicea, comes to an end as soon as the trumpet of God is blown, and all of Christian history ends. And 7 years, which is appointed unto the enemy, which we know to be the tribulation period, will happen. This is the trumpet of God, and it would take something that powerful to end all of Christian history. It just ends right there as soon as the trumpet is blown.
Speaking of the trumpet blowing, are there trumpet-like sounds that are occurring in various places around the earth?
I'm glad you brought that up, because something very strange is happening in the heavens again. If people would just look up on the internet, on YouTube, trumpet-like sounds or something along that line, there are these mysterious trumpet-like sounds happening in various countries throughout the world. And they do sound. Some of them sound like trumpets are actually being blown. And I can't help but think to myself, is God trying to give us a warning sign here that it's closer than you think? I am reminding you, all my children, of what I wrote 2,000 years ago.
Right. And you include in your film a videotape with audio, of course, of these strange, loud, sustained trumpet sounds that are occurring all over the world.
Yes, and they are very bizarre indeed. Just like, have you seen those, heard those other sounds that sound like some sort of giant boom sound?
Yes, uh-huh.
You know what's interesting? One of them happened right here where I live.
Oh, really?
All I can tell you is that I was sitting writing on a DVD, and I heard this unearthly, it sounded like, if you've ever seen the old black and white film where you see two railroad cars collide head on and you hear that massive booming sound.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
It sounded like that. I went outside and I saw nothing, and I walked for a number of blocks in all directions to see if anything was going on, and there was absolutely nothing, and nothing was reported in the news, in the papers. It just was an event that happened, and there's no explanation for it.
Wow, so this was a sound in the heavens that had no earthly explanation for it.
There is none that anyone has come up with at this point, absolutely none.
And the fact that these kinds of things are happening all over the world, though they have slightly different tones, as seen in your film, to me indicates that something is about to happen, something very, very important.
I think you're right, David, because I see these things also as God, as I said before, God trying to give us a warning that I wrote about these things, I warned you about these things. Get ready for these things now, because they're about to be unleashed.
Right. Now, we know, Doc, that you have a view as to how close you think the signs indicate the nearness of the rapture. You give your position on that toward the end of the film. But I don't want to spoil the film by giving away the ending. So, friends, you will have to see the film for yourself, examine the evidence as Doc lays it out, and then ponder the conclusion that he comes to. And I don't want to prevent you from spoil the film, so to speak, by giving that away. But at the end of the film, Doc does put all the dots together and gives his view as to how close we are to the next rapture. Well, Doc, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being with us again for this fascinating discussion.
My pleasure, David.
Well, friends, I'm sure that you will want to obtain a copy of this 2-DVD set entitled How Close Are We? In this fascinating study, Doc will show us the warning signs and pre-signs of the next rapture that Jesus spoke about in the Olivet Discourse. Once Doc has connected all the dots, he will venture to speculate how close we are to the blessed appearance of our Lord in the air. Well, this is a great witnessing tool for the unsaved. He presents the gospel at the end of the film. I'm sure you will want to have a copy to share with family and friends. You may obtain a copy of this 2-DVD set, which is nearly 3 hours in length, for a gift offering of $19.95 plus $5 for shipping and handling. You may obtain this film in two ways. You may order it on our website, www.swpm.us. That's www.swpm.us. Or you may order it through the mail at Southwest Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 58043, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73157. That address again is P.O. Box 58043, Oklahoma City 73157. Please join us next week for our next Last Days Beacon program. Until then, this is David Schnitker. Thanks for listening.